The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
We have a very, very special guest in the studio with us. Temba Robin, you're basically like part of the furniture already, like a family member. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross. My guess, I'll feel care here gewees.
Baie many cares so far.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Yeah, good, thanks. Temba does a podcast with our very own Joe Man that's called The Dad Podcast.
Yeah.
Season one is done and dusted.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to kind of getting into season two, but we have to kind of plan out what we want to do. And I think we also want to make it like a visual thing so that people can see, you know, how we talk and the expressions on our faces, especially Temba, because, I mean, obviously, he's the clown just between the two of us.
Want to make sure there are real dad bods on show.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Temba, okay, we keep saying you must come visit, you must come see us, you must. But what's your day job, actually? Like, what are we taking you away from when you come here to Jacaranda?
Just my kids. I'm missing bath and bedtime now, so this is a bit of a holiday for me. So I'm a full-time voice artist and, I guess, content creator, which doesn't have any set schedule, I guess.
Yeah.
So, lucky you're not taking me away from anything.
Just do whatever comes into your mind. What was this whole David Attenborough vibe of yours?
So, I don't know. We stumbled upon it, and I thought, hey, this is a sort of impression I can do. And then we sort of started playing with how to draw lines between like inanimate objects and animals, and the potholes was the first one. It just made sense because potholes grow, they multiply. These are all things that happen with humans and animals and that sort of thing. So it was naturally there for me to pick on. Yeah,
and I mean, David is a great one.
Yeah, yeah. Look, I think when you hear that David Attenborough voice,
yeah,
everybody tunes in. So, you know, it's a tough thing to catch people's attention nowadays.
Yeah.
But that does the trick.
Can you say in your David Attenborough voice, this is Temba Robin and you're listening to The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM?
I can try. This is Temba Robin on The Drive show with Rob and Roz and, of course, Joe Man.
Of course, Joe Man.
I love it. So you've also been doing some things with Boer Bosch. How did that kind of synergy come about?
So I emailed Boer like end of last year. I didn't think he'd ever email me back. And then we went for coffee, got to chatting. Nothing happened with that either. So I was like, okay, but nothing's definitely going to happen. Yeah. And then, yeah, this tourism scandal happened. And we thought, man, we have to take the mickey out of this. So we threw a little idea together, put it out into the world, and people have loved it. And so subsequently, I think we're starting a thing where we're just going to take the mickey out of everything if we can.
It really is our coping mechanism in South Africa. Yeah. It's all we have, really.
No, it is. And I think it's one moment where we can actually be unified, is to go, this is so terrible, at least we can laugh together.
Yeah.
And then cry again tomorrow.
As a creator, when you're working on something, do you immediately know this is going to click with my audience that I've built up and it might go viral, so I might actually get more other people who wouldn't normally watch my stuff? Or do you kind of still have that moment where before you press share, you're just like, ooh, what if I don't like it?
Look, I think there's always a sort of nervousness that happens. To be honest with you, it's taken me a long time to remove myself from that, because there's nothing worse. I've got pieces of work out there that like took me ages to do. Like, I wrote individual rap songs for like this video that I did. Took me hours and nobody watched it.
That's the lovely part about being a creator. You pour your heart and soul into something, then no one clicks on it.
Yeah.
Just ignore it entirely. The other thing is, when you have something that absolutely blows up,
yeah,
everyone has seen it, but you didn't get paid for it. You need that first one to blow up so that you can go to people afterwards and go, I can do it again if you pay me, I promise.
Yeah.
But that first one got you nothing either. Yeah. Oh, it's fun, huh?
No, we're doing amazing work for nothing. The work is hard, the pay is little.
You're almost a politician, my friend.
Except for the little pay.
Yeah.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.